Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of radio for the Jerusalem Post, sitting in for Elliot Jager. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This week's parsha is Tzav. Right at the beginning of the parsha, the Torah tells us that God commands Moshe to inform the priests, the Kohanim, that they are to keep an eternal fire burning on the altar. The concept of an eternal fire, which exists in every synagogue, by the way, in front of the Ark, it's taken from the menorah, from the great candelabra, which also had a permanent flame, and from the altar, which in this week's parsha, the Kohanim were bidden to have the eternal flame burning. Eternal flame is a symbol of immortality, of spirituality, of the fact that holiness and goodness survive. It's been taken over in almost all cultures to represent that. I think the Americans probably think of it in terms of Kennedy's grave, but it has much broader context than that. And the concept in the Torah is based upon the two places where the eternal flame emanates from. One is from the menorah. The menorah is representative of the Torah in Jewish life. It's representative of God's revelation. It's representative, therefore, of the eternity of Israel, which is dependent upon the Torah, which is dependent upon knowledge, observance, and treasuring the Torah and following its precepts. Now that creates an eternal flame. The second eternal flame is created by the altar, which is the symbol of sacrifice. In order to maintain an eternal flame, you have to give. To give of yourself, you have to give of your wealth, you have to give of your time, you have to be able to sacrifice. And there are no free lunches in Judaism. There are no easy ways out. And therefore, in order to be able to say that one has this eternal flame, so to speak, one has this immortality and spirituality and holiness that survives us, then one has to be willing to put it on the altar. One has to be willing to pay the price for it. In our world, there are many who look for easy ways out, who are even unaware that there is such a thing as an eternal flame, and who think only in terms of the here and now. And therefore, the Torah came, I think, specifically to remind us of the fact that this eternal flame is not really an option, it's a necessity. And only by pursuing it, only by keeping it burning, can a Jew really achieve his or her station in life, his or her goal in life. And that therefore this idea of the eternal flame is not limited just to the temple and just to the priests, but it is a general commandment to all Jews in all times and in all places to make certain that the eternal flame exists. And again, we do it through the menorah, through the symbol of Torah within us, and through sacrifice, the symbol of the altar. And this eternal flame has enabled us to survive all of these centuries and millennia. All the difficulties. You'll see, for instance, the Yad Vashem had this dedication of its new museum last week. But one of the focal points, so to speak, of Yad Vashem is the Memorial Hall, where an eternal flame burns. These people in the Holocaust were consumed by fire. They were cremated. They were turned into ashes. And therefore, it is no more than fitting that they should be preserved by fire, that their memories should come down to us through this eternal flame which represents the Jewish people, represents Torah, represents sacrifice, represents humanity, represents the best instead of the worst in us. So I think that's one of the messages of Parshat Tzav. I think that's a message that we can all internalize and take with us.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Tzav.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.